you have heard Nightcrawler, and you have heard, what was the other one you heard?
Earthworm.
Earthworm, yeah, you heard that. Now this is another type of animal, and has a real hard shell, and it can draw its legs and head in and out.
Turtle.
Now, does that live in the water, to you, does a turtle live on the water or on the land, or does it matter?
Both of them.
Both of them. Have you ever heard of anything called a terrapin?
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 Nope.
It's like a turtle. It's a turtle. Okay, now this is something that you find like in streams. And it looks sort of like a lobster, but...
Crayfish.
Yes, you knew it, but I didn't have to go very far. Have you ever heard it called...
Claudette.
Okay, very good. Very good. And this is something that comes out of the ocean that people eat. It kind of looks like a crayfish, but...
Crab.
Okay, crab is one. All right.
Lobster.
All right, and then one that's even smaller, that people have it fried, and they kind of leave a little piece of the tail on it and hold on to the tail and eat it like that.
Shrimp.
Right, yeah. Now, if you were going to the store, you'd say you're going to buy a couple of pounds of...
Shrimp.
Now, this is an insect that has white wings, and it flies around the light at night.
A camouflage?
Okay. Camouflage. Very good. Very good. Now, what do you call the thing that lays its eggs in your clothes, in old clothes?
Moth.
Okay. And if there were several of them, you'd say there were several
moths.
What do you call a thing that flies around with a lightning tail?
Lightning bug.
Now, I'm
dragonfly.
Dragonfly. Yeah, that's going to be my next thing. You know that? Have you ever heard that called a... You said, I don't know what it is for. You hadn't ever heard that called snake doctor?
Snake doctor.
You have heard that called snake doctor?
I was wondering if a snake doctor and a dragonfly is the same thing.
I believe that they are. I believe they're the same thing. Although some people now might call them different things by those things, but I think that they are the same thing. Have you ever heard anything called a mosquito hawk? What kinds of insects do you know that will sting you?
Wasp, yellow jack, bumblebee, carnation bees, beyond grass.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. Some bugs will sting.
Which is worse to sting you, a wasp or a yellow jacket?
A wasp, I think
would be the worst to sting you. Well, what about, now I'm not sure if this is a type of wasp, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but these things that build their nests out of mud?
You talking about a dirt diver.
Dirt diver, yeah.
I don't think dirt divers sting.
They don't sting? Now this is, a lot of times at night, if you sit out in the yard, these things will come up and bite you. They fly around.
Mosquitoes.
Very good. And something else that'll get in your skin and, like if you get through and out in the grass, it moves.
Sugar.
Yeah. Have you ever heard them called red bugs?
Bed bugs.
Bed bugs. The things that hop around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
And a little fish that people use for bait.
Minnow.
Now, the thing that a spider spins.
Web.
Now, if it was up in the corner of a room inside your house, in the corner of a room, would you...
Spider web.
Okay, you call it a spider web. Then would you ever call it a cobweb?
Yep.
If it was in... But now, you wouldn't call... If you saw one outside, would you call it a cobweb?
Mm-hmm.
You would call it a cobweb outside, too. Okay. The parts of a tree that are underneath the ground are...
Look.
Do you know the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?